Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
Is Northwestern Medicine BP? Call Dr. Morse right now.
I owe an apology to my friend, Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here. First off, I was bitter when you sent me the photos of you enjoying outside weather in North Carolina.
Yeah.
But that's not the apology.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
The apology, because I am better. Oh, by the way, there's a great picture. Can we post a picture of your dog on the couch with the fireplace blaring? That's such a great picture. Can we post that?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
I don't know if the dog had to sign off on it.
No.
It does have to sign off on it, yeah.
All right, so here's what I need to apologize for. You put tremendous amounts of work and time into preparing for this segment every week, and the audience yes. benefits from all these incredible notes. That they can use as a ready WebMD-like reference. We got to throw those out today. we got to throw all of your homework out
later.
Today.
We'll use them later. Yeah,
we'll use them later.
No, they are. It is not a time sensitive topic, but this is.
Yeah.
This weather is insane.
Oh,
so let's start with the cold, and then come back to the snow. The cold yep. that we're dealing with in the center of the week, talk about hypothermia, talk about frostbite, and talk about why you shouldn't be outside, and God bless anybody that's got to work outside.
Yeah, I think one of the big things people have to understand is we are talking about extremely, and you know what, we're all a lot of media hype about this, but I can't emphasize it more. We're going to hit temperatures and wind chills where frostbite can occur within minutes.
Right.
So think about that person that's going to wait for a bus. Think about that person that's going to be outside. We're talking minutes before frostbite. So good that we teach people what to prepare for, how to wear, what to dress, and then also what to look for in signs and symptoms. So the initial thing you're going to get is something called frost nip. Your skin gets red. It kind of gets some pins and needles. Moves to superficial frostbite fairly quickly. The skin is white. It's waxy. It's still soft. And it kind of feels warm at that point. Once you get to that point, a little bit more troublesome. And then deep frostbite, it's going to be waxy, very pale, and the skin will be hard. And that is very dangerous, and we need to talk about what to do to not only prevent that, but how to get back off of that.
Well, you can lose your limbs, right?
Absolutely, you can. You can lose digits from it. You can lose the tip of your nose. You can lose your ears. Those are the biggest things because of poor circulation and air exposure around it.
Doc, I always wonder when you see these temperatures, and they are, it is a strange phenomenon to look at the weather report and see, you know, negative 19, negative 40, negative 50 when it comes to wind chill. What is the human body, especially in our area, where's the threshold? I always see that, and I'm always like, well...
Oh, you want to know when we're going to die?
Yeah, no, I just want to know, like, obviously we get into dangerous territory we've never been at before, but is there, like, a number that science thinks about? Like, if it's negative 100, then it's all bets off.
So when do we like, freeze and break, like, a cartoon.
Yeah. So what happens is the body tries to keep everybody, if I asked you what your normal temperature is, everyone comes up with the number 98.6. Mm-hmm. You know, the number 95 is where we start to see hypothermia. The body is going to do everything it can to protect the brain and the kidneys. So what it does is as it clamps down to keep that circulation going, to keep that portion of the body functioning and warm, then we start getting the problems on the outside. So what temperatures are we looking at? Yeah, when you're looking at 23 below, those are temperatures that body's going to do that. The body's going to start to clamp down to protect the most important parts, and you're going to see decreased circulation
amazing.
To our extremities.
It really is amazing because you think about, well, why are my feet and hands cold? It's because your body knows to switch gears and protect your heart and your brain, right?
Correct. It's going to protect the heart, the brain, and the kidneys. It's going to try to keep as much of that heat as it can in there, and it's going to say, I can live without a hand, but I can't live without my brain. So the body is smart enough to try to protect itself, and it's going to continue that increased circulation in the important parts.
Doc, what can we do to help our bodies?
Yeah, you know, Justin, it's a great question, and people really need to understand this. People, you know, always think that how do I get dressed for this because I know it's going to be that cold.
Mittens!
Well, mittens. I'll go to mittens, and you don't like that.
No, I got mittens. I didn't tell you this. I got mittens.
Mittens are much better than gloves.
I got the fingerless gloves with the pop-top mittens where you can flip the mittens up and take them down if you need. I did it, Doc. I listened to you.
Good. Yeah, I mean, I have mittens in the car today.
Yeah, I use it.
I do care. You know, I have a brand called Hands Out that I like, you know, yeah, that you can still get to your phone if you want to.
That's what I'm talking about.
But probably one of the most important things people can do right now is realize that they have to wear layers. And we always talk about layers. One of the most important things is that base layer is not cotton. We always put on a cotton t-shirt, a cotton shirt, thinking that it's warm, when in fact, in this weather, you want a polyester layer as your base layer, the closest to your body, because you will generate some heat, and cotton will retain water and actually cools you, where polyester doesn't.
Yeah, so you don't want a layer of frozen t-shirt sweat on you.
I like this.
Correct.
Closest to your body, and that's what happens, right?
Yep. So that base layer should be a very tight polyester layer. That's the best. And then the outer one, make sure it's wind and waterproof. Those are probably the two biggest things there.
All right.
You can get a wool in between there, which will keep you warm.
Hypothermia. If we get to that point, that's hospital, yes?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Because at that point, we really need to start to figure out how we're going to warm you, because there are different ways to warm people. And probably one of the most important things is people that do get frostbite, or people that are getting close to frostbite, what's the first thing people do when they walk in the house after being
hot
out
water.
In the cold? Well, they rub their hands together, right?
That's right. Yeah,
they're like, oh, they rub their hands and go, oh, it's so cold out there. Probably the worst thing you can do if you have frostbite. Because when you have frostbite, the cells are actually frozen. There's water in our cells that freeze, and at rubbing motion actually breaks those cells and does damage to the cells and damage to the nerves. So you don't want to rub your hands.
But you also don't want to go in and crank the hot water on, because you don't know what the actual temperature is, right?
Exactly. You have loss of sensation there. So if you're going to put your hands under warm water, which is a good idea, as long as someone there with normal sensation can make sure that that's not too hot.
Interesting. I wonder if we're in that situation where we come out of the cold, we have to work in the cold coming up Wednesday or Thursday, whatever it is, and we have to do, we're worried about our temperature. What should we look for? What are some of the symptoms and signs beyond frostbite that our temperature is too low?
Yeah, you know, as you sit there, and what are we going to do? We're going to shiver, right? We know we're doing that. The body, that's another way for the body to make their own heat. I'm not getting enough heat, so I am going to shake, and that's going to generate heat. But once you get to a point of being a little bit clumsy, a little confused, you start to get a little drowsy, your breathing changes, those are signs that you are headed towards hypothermia. The bad thing is that people don't realize it, because it's a very slow onset. But probably the biggest thing is make sure that you have your exposed areas covered. You know, we talk about the head and how much heat is lost from the head. We lose a lot of heat from everywhere, but people really do need to make sure that they have a good hat on to keep that warmth in. Because if you start to get to that point where you're shivering, then you're at a point where the next steps are bad. So try to get inside at that point.
All right, we're tight on time here. Elise says, I've got poor circulation in cold weather generally. How do I know it's worse now?
Yeah, absolutely. People who have circulatory disease, people who have diabetes, really have to be very, very careful, because their circulation will clamp down even more than it is already. People with diabetes have what we call a small vessel disease, where the vessels are smaller, so we're not getting more blood flow in there, so they have a much higher propensity for hypothermia as well as for frostbite. Those individuals definitely wear mittens. Even put the hand warmers inside those mittens if you're going to be outside for any period of time. And probably the most important thing I can say is, anybody with circulatory diseases and diabetes, don't go outside Wednesday. Stay in.
Texter says, stick my hands in my crotch, my armpit. Seriously, I'm asking. This is a great day to adjust yourself. Nobody's going to question you.
Absolutely. I mean, those are two areas in your body where you know you're going to have more heat generated. So it's a great idea to take your hand and put it underneath your arms. You could probably do it right now and go, wow, that is warm. And be prepared. You know, those people that are in their cars, make sure that you have, put a blanket in there, put some extra stuff in there, because cars are going to be breaking down that we don't even think about that. You know, extra coat, wear boots. Forget, this is function over fashion for the next couple days here.
And I know you have a similar condition. I think it's called Raynaud's.
Raynaud's, yeah.
Raynaud's. If somebody says, my hands turn white and they hurt, yep. I don't know if they've been diagnosed, but explain what that is.
Yeah, actually, if that happens to them right now, they probably have Raynaud's. Raynaud's is a disease that it affects your circulatory system. It'll clamp down on your blood vessels, and you'll look at your hands and you'll have two fingers that are white. We really don't know why. We don't know how. There's really not a treatment for it except move south. But really, when it gets to that point, you just want to try to keep those warm as much as you can. Make a fist and hold that, and it will come back. But people that have Raynaud's, this week will be a very bad week for you if you go outside.
Another texter, how do we protect our eyes? Any ideas?
Yeah, you know, people wearing sunglasses is a great idea if you're out when it's bright out. Because two things, it blocks the wind that's blowing here. You're talking, like you said, the temperatures that you are. We have a thin coating of water, essentially, over our eyes, and that will freeze. So you really definitely want to make sure that you protect your eyes as much as you can. Snowmobile goggles, if you're going to be out for a long time. If you're going to go do something, definitely put something over your eyes. If not, just sunglasses. And I would tell people that wear contacts, this is a great week to wear glasses instead.
What about a heated welder's mask or a goalie mask? You like that idea? I'm an idea man.
The welder mask, yes. The goalie mask, no.
All right, last thing, and thanks for the quick turnaround on this. You're a dog guy. You got to walk your dog in weather like this. Your dog's probably smart enough not to want to go outside and will take the heat if they have an accident in the house instead. The dog will actually confess, go, yeah, it was me. What do you want me to tell you? It's cold outside. Yeah. But between watching for old folks, whether you know them, love them, and can check on them, or just old folks in your neighborhood just to make sure they're okay, certainly do that. And what do you do about the dog?
You know, dogs, people say, oh, they're goofy when they have those things on their feet. But really, wearing boots on the dog's feet is very important and get them in. Also, if they're outside for a long period of time, again, warm their feet slowly. So take care of your dogs because the palms of their feet, essentially the soles of their feet, are not ready for this, not only the temperature but also the salt that we often see out there. Very irritating to the dogs.
Quick break. We come back, Doc, and we're going to talk to IDOT about the rest of the destruction that's out there today. Thank you.
You got it. Good luck, Doc. You guys. Talk to you soon. Yeah.
Dr. Kevin Most, Northwestern Medicine, the pursuit of better health care starts here.